Welcome back to Inspiration Sounds. I'm Butsamudra Knox, and you're listening to Radio Sri Chinmoy, the weekly podcast of stories from the pen of Sri Chinmoy. Well, everybody, this week we have two stories for you. Just two, I know. Last week we had three, so this week two. But two stories on the life of the cosmic god Lord Shiva. Sri Chinmoy has retold many stories from Shiva's life, or stories that concern him, and I've just chosen two today from two different books. So I hope you like it. Shiva's a very interesting character. On one hand, he's the cosmic god, the transformation god, and on the other, at the same time, he's the lord of destruction. So a very interesting cosmic god, but also one that's very, very, very important. So anyway, sit back and relax. It's enough talking from me. Let's get straight to the heart of the world and to more stories from Sri Chinmoy. I'm Butsamudra. Thanks for listening. How Shiva Got the Name Rudra. Written by Sri Chinmoy. Dramatized by Butsamudra Knox. Once Brahma and Vishnu were talking and talking and talking endlessly. In everything, they are endless. When they are silent, they do not utter a word for thousands of years. And then again, when they resume talking, they can talk for thousands of years uninterrupted. On this occasion, they were enjoying one of their birthless and deathless talks when, all of a sudden, Shiva appeared. For some reason, Shiva sometimes assumes a very rough manner. On that day, everything about him was uncouth. Shiva is not polished like the other cosmic gods. Around his neck there are skulls. He is adorned with snakes. His dear ones are ghosts, and his favourite place is the cremation ground. Shiva's manners are also not refined. He is not sociable. It was in this unseemly guise that he came to Brahma and Vishnu. Vishnu recognised Shiva, but Brahma could not. In fact, Brahma became furious at the intruder.
How dare you come and stand in front of us? We are two cosmic gods. Have you no respect for us?
You cannot recognize Lord Shiva, said Vishnu.
That is not Shiva.
At that moment, Vishnu opened up Brahma's third eye.
Oh my God, it is Shiva. Please forgive me. Forgive me.
All right, I forgive you.
At first, Shiva had been furious when Brahma was insulting him. Shiva wanted to open up his third eye and destroy Brahma then and there, but when Brahma asked for forgiveness, Shiva brought forward his compassion aspect. He forgave Brahma unconditionally. Still, Brahma was not fully satisfied.
You have to prove that you have forgiven me.
What kind of proof do you want?
You have to take incarnation in my family. You have to take birth as my son.
Fine, fine. I shall take incarnation in your family. I will be your son.
After it was decided that Shiva would be born on earth as Brahma's son, Shiva left the presence of Vishnu and Brahma. Since Vishnu and Brahma had talked for such a long time, both of them were now completely exhausted. Vishnu said,
Oh, let me enjoy a little rest.
Brahma added,
Let me also enjoy rest. A very short rest.
As soon as Vishnu lay down, he fell asleep and started snoring. He was completely in another world. Brahma lay down very near Vishnu. They were practically side by side. Brahma was still partially awake. The moment Vishnu felt asleep, something curious happened. From one of his ears, a tiny being emerged, and that being wanted to eat some honey. A few minutes later, Vishnu woke up. Meanwhile, from his other ear, another being was coming out. This other being was like an insect. The very nature of an insect is to bite. So it wanted to bite Brahma. These two tiny beings were hostile. Their names were Madhu and Koitava. Madu means honey, and Koitava is from the word kit, meaning insect. Our Indian mythology is flooded with these two names, Madu and Koitava. They found that the person nearest to them was Brahma, and so both of them went to kill him. They were very naughty. Although one was like an insect, and the other was also very tiny, they can take any form they wish. So Madu and Koitava suddenly became huge and powerful. They were extremely ugly looking, plus unbearably fat. After assuming these huge and frightening forms, Madu and Koitava caught Brahma off guard and started fighting with him.
"What are you doing?" shouted Brahma.
He fought, but he could not kill them, and they also could not kill him. Then Vishnu entered the picture. He became furious.
"From my body you two came out, and this is how you are behaving."
He then proceeded to destroy the two demons. Brahma was so happy to see Madu and Koitava lying dead. He started meditating. All of a sudden, he said,
"Shiva promised that he would take incarnation in my family. He said he would be my son. Look at his lies. Shiva never keeps his promises. Never, never, never."
Brahma reflected for a moment longer and continued,
"I must pray to Shiva and again remind him of his promise. He promised that he would come to me as my son."
So Brahma prayed to Shiva for 5,000 years. But Shiva did not appear at all. One day, Brahma began shedding bitter tears because Shiva had failed to keep his promise.
"I cannot go on in vain. Even after seeing my tears, Shiva is not coming. I am crying like an infant, but he is deaf to my prayers. I have decided to end my life. Shiva is a liar. He is not going to come. So the best thing is for me to immolate myself."
After saying these words, Brahma committed suicide. As soon as he had done so, Shiva came out of Brahma's mouth. While coming out, Shiva was crying and crying, and at the same time, Brahma was revived. Brahma was so happy to see his son. When he noticed Shiva's tears, Brahma became very concerned.
"Why are you crying? Why are you crying, my child?"
Shiva said that he was crying while taking human incarnation because he was entering into world ignorance. For this reason, Brahma gave him the name Rudra, meaning he who cries pitifully. There is also another aspect to the name, which is he who destroys. In the course of time, Shiva also manifested this other aspect using the power of his third eye. So this is the story of how Shiva came to have the name Rudra. Krishna Prays to Have a Son, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budhsamudra Knox. Lord Krishna was consumed with the desire to have a son. So he went to seek the advice of a particular sage. When the sage saw Lord Krishna, he was overwhelmed with joy. Everybody was shouting, "Krishna has come! Krishna has come!" And they all started worshipping Krishna. The sage asked Krishna,
"Please tell me what I can do for you. Is there anything that you would like me to do?"
Krishna answered,
"It is a very simple thing that I want. I want to have a son. Please tell me, how can I have a son?"
"Only Lord Shiva can help in this matter. You have to pray to Lord Shiva. First, you must gather 1,000 flowers. With these flowers, you must worship Lord Shiva for many years. When Lord Shiva is pleased with your worship, you will be granted a son."
Krishna left the cottage of the sage and entered into seclusion. He put ashes all over his body and clothed himself in the bark of a tree. For years and years he prayed, only to have a glimpse of Lord Shiva and not to ask him for a boon. With her third eye, Parvati saw that Krishna was praying and praying to her husband, all alone in the heart of the forest. She said to her husband Shiva,
"Oh, my lord, what are you doing? Why are you not responding? Lord Krishna has been worshipping you, only you, for so many years."
"What do you want me to do?" asked Shiva.
"Just go and stand before him. As a matter of fact, let us go together."
Both Parvati and Shiva appeared before Krishna. Shiva said to him,
"What are you doing? Why should you, of all people, pray to me, Shiva? You are Narayana. You are Vishnu. You are the avatar of this era. You pervade everything. Why, then, are you praying to me?"
"Oh, Lord Shiva, I know that you are the only one who can fulfill my desire."
"Is there any desire which you yourself cannot fulfill?"
"I was told that only you can fulfill this particular desire. Therefore, I have come to you."
"What is your desire?" "I wish to have a son exactly like you. It has to be exactly like you. Otherwise, I do not want it." Shiva and Parvati both smiled, and immediately Shiva granted Krishna the boon. Krishna returned home and, after some time, his wife Jambavati bore a son. They named him Shamba. What does it mean to have a son exactly like Shiva? On the one hand, Shiva is always lost in trance, but, on the other hand, Shiva's function is to destroy. From destruction comes transformation. This boy, Shamba, did many unbearable things during his life. Eventually, he brought down the total destruction of Krishna's family. So you can say that Krishna knew that transformation was needed, and transformation must be preceded by destruction. That is why he prayed to have a son like Shiva.
Thank you for listening to episode 62 of Inspiration Sounds. Well, that about wraps it up for us this week, folks. And I do hope you enjoyed those two stories about Lord Shiva. Of course, you can read these stories at srichumaylibrary.com, where you'll find them in their books in their entirety. If you like, you can read the whole book. Sri Chinmoy wrote so many stories, we have a vast library to get through. So the bad news is, next week we're going to have to do another episode of Inspiration Sounds. Well, until then, I do hope you're well, I hope you're safe, I hope you're warm. No matter wherever you are, perhaps in Europe, America, Africa, Australia, wherever, please join me next week. It has been my absolute pleasure to bring you episode 62. I'm Budsamudra, and until next time, bye-bye.